It's unto right, except it's really, it's unto over. I just got it mixed up and I taped over one of Fell's little short tapes. It doesn't matter too much. But I got it mixed up. This is channel 2 right, but it ought to be channel 2 over. And the beginning of the long, fine visit with Cookie and Helen in the kitchen this Sunday afternoon, the 18th of October, 1970. The channel 2 right, but it normally would be channel 2 over. And beginning of the long visit with Cookie and also with Helen this Sunday afternoon, the 18th of October, 1970. And this is the whole mythology of the summer, the mythology of the whole summer. Everything is down here. Channel 2 right, beginning of the tape with visit with Cookie and Helen this Sunday afternoon, the 18th of October, 1970.
I just had too much of that fresh air.
Sir?
I just had too much of that fresh air.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been out yesterday and this morning. Nick was down here. And, oh, you didn't see him? Oh, he's really got it. He's all right now, but his chest. Oh, he's had a cold way back. He's just raw, clear down to the middle of his stomach.
That must be what I'm getting.
Yeah, it's just water running. I wouldn't let him come to the house. I don't think he was catching
it. Yeah.
He didn't have a fever. But you know, now you can't do that with your family. But, you know, last time I had a cold, I didn't come in the house. I stayed over there. And Faye would bring me a little food. You know, we'd get along outdoors, but...
The wind would blow the germ away.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that with a big family. You just gotta...
bear with it and grunt. Together.
Yeah, just hope it doesn't go over the rounds, don't you?
I went around some fence this morning and tacked up some of it where it was down. Or this evening, rather, after it came down.
Yeah.
Went down this and I'll run that back yonder, way back through yonder.
I was just barely hanging there.
Yeah. I tacked it up and, well, the staples were pulled out.
They won't stay in.
And I went around and lost 4 pounds of steeples yesterday and put up some fence up in my house. Put one strand around it, you know. And I used the rest of the doggone steeples down here. Going around the fence.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had both front pockets full of steeples. And by gosh, by the time I got to the trailer, I didn't have the three.
Yeah, that's the shit for him. I'm afraid to get out. I'm afraid I won't get back, you see.
Santa Fe got me an axle for the disc. Got it ordered. It'll be the end of tomorrow. That axle was broke, guy. Reason that one side wouldn't stay tight.
Yeah.
That axle was broke.
You tighten it up 6 times every time you come over here.
Yeah, every time I come over, tighten it up. It just kept pulling through, you know.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it would just keep pulling on through. So I got to get a new axle and it busted the boxing.
A new boxing?
It's busted.
Well,
I got to put a new boxing on it. I got my ground cut up and about half my rye sowed and oats. And by golly, that son of a gun, it just wouldn't go no more. I just had to knock off till I can get the piece to fix it with.
Yeah.
And I walked back out in here, guy. And I think the only thing for us to do to get that planted is just to ply it.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's too hard to disc. I don't think a bush and bog would get it. It's just too hard. That's too solid a land. That's solid land, mister. So I think Tuesday I'll come on down here and hook to the plows and start plowing some.
That's the right smart plan. If we had somebody that could help us a little bit, but it's hard to find that. And nothing to it, you know. It's no great job. Say, I found somebody who's got just the plow we could use. Now, you don't know him. He's Mr. Patterson's friend. He took Mr. Patterson's place up there in Murfree. That Murfree unit, all those men strung to it.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Herlong. Now his daddy was that rich fellow there in McNulty. Died not long ago. And his brother is congressman from Lakeland.
Herlong, yeah.
Sid
Herlong.
I may be wrong about that, all those connections. I may be wrong, but I think that's right. Anyhow, he knows how to do everything. And I know it is, because he got some of that Herlong money when his daddy died, and he bought all that new equipment over there. He bought a brand new tractor for $5,000. And the thing I was going to tell you about, he bought a plow, about a 5-foot A-frame that he can set to cut roots down there and all where it had been cleared, and it wouldn't do it. But he wanted it anyhow, just have it in case he wanted to cut up a garden or whatever, you know, and he had all that money, nothing to do with it. And he's right there on the far end of Tuscaloosa. You go along the County Line Road, and you cut back towards Micanoka, the first place you can, and he lives the first place on the right. Well, I don't know him well enough to borrow. He gave me this old rug, he gave me two of them, one for the office and one here.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I still don't know him. And he got that. And I think that'd do it. 5 foot.
That's what they call a tiller plow, isn't it?
Yes. And you don't have to cut deep with it.
No.
They tell me now, you get different reports on this. Some say every time you do it down here, you want to turn it, so you won't get that crust. And some say you want to turn it every 2 or 3 years. But by and large, you want to just 3 or 4 inches is enough.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Come in. Come right in.
No. That place where I planted my rye and oats up there, guy, has not been cut up, been broke.
Keep the seat, I'll get the seat.
That's it right
has
here.
Not been broke up
okay.
For 8 years.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that little Ford and that disc just tore it all to pieces.
Yeah.
It's light land, it's not heavy. And they was blackberry briars. That was over that tractor guy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, sir. He rode them right down and chopped them up, and by golly, I got enough dirt to cover my seat.
Yeah.
And you better be careful when you turn around. You stick. And it's high land.
Yeah.
You're bogged down.
Sandy land.
Yeah. I don't see how anybody handles that sandy land with a pull-type tractor. It gets stuck too much.
I'd stay stuck all the time.
Yeah.
I would. I'd stay stuck.
But that's what people always use, and they resisted these
hydraulic type.
Yeah, they didn't want them. too much for me. Why, some of them get stuck with the lift tracks. Well, anybody could. You can.
Yeah.
I've got stuck time. But you're not likely to get stuck out in the sand. You can lighten your load down a little bit.
I got to overhaul a generator on the tractor, too.
It's that long, that's pretty sleepy.
Oh, really?
That's the reason that battery ain't been staying up no better than it has been. The generator ain't putting out like it ought to.
Well, I thought we fixed that.
That was the starter, wasn't it, that we fixed?
Oh.
One thing
that's right.
Oh, boy. How do you like in the wintertime?
Well, I'm glad it warmed up this morning.
It was cold this morning.
It was chilly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then Nick was in and got such a cold guy, wouldn't let him in the house.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I mean, guys like me, you got to work.
Somebody got to keep going.
And you can't afford to expose yourself to everything.
Yeah.
Well, as I do over there at the station, I'm exposed to everything. And I said everything.
Well, I am too, but I got my flu shot.
I think
I've got it in good time. Yeah. I've got it in time to really take hold before the change in the weather and the snuffy noses.
Because, yeah.
Boy, I get them all. Not so much anymore since the change of time. I don't have.
I'm
not exposed to the girls as well.
I'm going
to
lay it on the line.
Ah.
In the morning. You know, yesterday evening, I come in, running home about 5:30, wasn't it? No, about 2:30. Anyway, I went out there and I sowed that rye and oats by hand, you know. And I like to slung my arm off. I put out 9 bushels by hand. And toting it through the field, I had about a bushel or a bushel, a little better than a bushel in a bag on my old-fashioned way, you know. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Hard cast. You get you down. You're not used to it, I'll assure you.
Yeah, I'm just all but down right now, just over that.
Arms.
I thought of that once or twice, that little gig I got out there, but I kept forgetting to take it in.
That's the old-fashioned way they used to sew, isn't it?
Yeah.
Broadcast.
Well, I tell you, it's a good thing I didn't have it, because the wind was so strong yesterday, it wouldn't put enough force behind it. It all piled up.
It would, yeah.
Wasn't that wind strong the day before yesterday?
Oh, man, we really had wind.
All night.
Oh.
You know, when you get the motion, you can do it that way about as easy as you can with that little cedar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a sore arm you get when you do it.
I
mean, it really goes on better, I imagine.
Yeah. I just get out of practice.
I want to.
Well, you get out of practice. It hurts when you do something.
Yeah.
I want to try to get.
Pay for it.
Get some more sowed down. Get some planted down here. You got to. Because this other grass, I mean, it's gonna quit growing now.
Yeah. Did you get any rain at all this week?
We were right in the middle of it. We got 1.5 inches. Yes,
needed it too.
And it petered out on both directions. Didn't go that way,
yeah.
And didn't go that way.
Oh, well, see, we had three rains in 3 days.
Yeah.
But we never got very much of the time, just a little
bit. Now, the last one was a little harder, I guess, and lasted a little bit longer. But the first two, very brief. See, we're down here Sunday, you know.
Yeah.
It rained while we were down here, but not much.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's it. We hadn't been doing that over here.
Yeah, and you said,
The very first.
Well, this made about the third one. Now, the other evening it rained pretty good, and it didn't rain on out the road.
No, I figure, Guy, if we wait till that, for that other man to get ready to plant it, why, it'll be 4th of July before he gets around to it.
He made hay last week, or this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if we wait for him to get ready to plant rye for us, why, it'll be time to plant millet.
Your rye should have, well, it really should have already been planted.
Yeah.
But sure. The lack of no rain, it wouldn't have done much good.
It wouldn't have done no good much to been in, hardly.
Now, this rain the other day would have helped.
Yeah.
But
if you had that, well, that's right. But it still ought to have been in.
It still ought to have been in.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ought to have been in.
I know this man planted his a couple weeks ago.
How much, I walked back out yonder and that before we had millet, before you cut off. The hay is coming back nice, isn't it?
Remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, sure is.
Yeah.
It's going to stool out there, and by next year,
yeah.
We can cut hay right there.
Yeah. Now, it's not going to, and cultivate it this winter, won't hurt it at all.
No, we
do
go.
It good.
We can go ahead and cut, the disc will cut that up, I believe, don't you, Guy?
No.
You don't think it'll cut it up enough to...
I took it over there. And it just bounces. Like Willie says, it just dances.
I thought you were supposed to put something weight on a disc.
I didn't put no weight back there. Of course.
No, I know you didn't, but I remember back home they used to put a big old rock on something.
Yeah, I used to weight them down.
Weight them down when they didn't do...
So the horses couldn't hardly pull it.
Yeah.
I know, I remember seeing Daddy used to use a... they used to have a triangle...
That was a...
disc?
That wasn't a disc.
Drag?
That was a spike tooth harrow.
Well, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, it had a weight on it. It went all, did all the, it did the same thing.
No, it didn't.
If you put it down on the ground, right?
No, it didn't.
It would drag and dig and...
Scratch and...
I used to sit on that one.
That's right.
I have to. We
never had great big fields to work, you know. You could do almost anything, you know, like we used to be.
Yeah.
A big field, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Big field.
Now, I'll tell you, it wasn't a very, very big field. By the time I helped Daddy put the soybeans in, it seemed like hundreds of acres. And he cut it with a scythe, cut it by hand.
Yeah.
Every time you put the scythe in, you'd have to work it out. Oh, it was tangled stuff.
Good
feed. I figure this next week I can get this put in back here. The plowing.
We had one of those light A frames. It'd make it so much smoother. Go so much faster. Gee whiz. And all those implements cost so much now.
Oh my gosh.
And if you're going to use them 2 or 3 years, they might pay for themselves. But see, this time next year, we may be playing croquet.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to do anymore a year from now.
No, I talked to Daddy talked to my mama this morning. And heck, boy, they're having a civil war right up there now. Shooting, just shooting, knocking down and dragging out. Highway patrol got shot, and there's been about 6 or 8 other men got shot. Men that I went to school with just blowed off the face of earth.
Who were they?
Roy Miller. You remember the Miller girls that used to, was such a fine girls went to Clay High School? Mary Miller?
I don't remember. There's just ones I've heard you speak of.
That was
I didn't
her
go
brother.
To school
I went to school with him. Lennis Legg.
Yeah.
His brother got shot, and Edmund Lake was his name, Edmund. And Calvin Salisbury, I went to school with him. Zane Reedy,
Now, Zane Rudy's from it, it sounds, that name
lived over at the foot of the Independent Mountain.
Yeah.
Had a store there.
What's causing it?
Just doggone, niggers.
They just moving in all at once.
Four niggers is a causing it all, guy.
Well, I was going to say, there's not more than that to start with in school, one or five.
Four niggers in Clay High School is causing it all.
There's four or five, is all that goes to school in the county.
They're not in the county. They come from Nicholas County.
Oh. Well, I just know that one family in
order for them to have niggers in the Clay High School, they went to another county and got them.
Well, you know that family that moved in on the young place, I don't believe they had any children
in school.
They didn't
have any children in school.
It's a colored family, but I don't think they have any school children. They moved in on a nursery.
I went to school with them boys.
Did Daddy told you about him?
Mama told me about it this morning. And the price of cattle is nothing up there now. Daddy waited too late to sell
you
his calves.
You told him he would.
He waited too late
you
to sell his
calves. You tried to get
calves.
Him to go, take them when we were up there, and he wouldn't do it. He said no. Well, you told him they'd go down.
Top view calves guy, Mama told me this morning, was bringing 26 cents.
They brought 40 cents.
They have brought 58 cents. Up there.
Well, they were high when we were home.
They were that way when we were home. I said, Daddy, you better let me load these calves and take them to Spencer for you. He said, I ain't got nothing to take them in. I said, let's put them in my truck. I'll take that bed out.
Yes.
They can't get out of there. I said, put them in there.
That's right.
He said, well, stink it up. I said, that don't make any difference. Let's take them to market.
Some people you know are so sensitive about that. I'm going to borrow old Robert Smith's truck to haul a calf in? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what harm is it going to do a damn truck to haul a calf in it?
No.
Clean it out.
Well, water and a scrub room will clean it out.
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame. He saved his cattle over because
the
weather's going to be getting bad now, and then he has to hold them over.
Already had three killing frosts. Everything's killed. The grass is done bit down.
Well, Mother said the furnace was on.
And they're feeding right now, guy. Feeding hay.
Middle of October.
That's right. He's feeding hay.
That's going to take a lot of hay starting this early.
You have to feed till the middle till the 1st of May.
Well, see, they had a killing frost in May, the 10th of May this past year.
Yeah.
They killed everything. That there was no apples, no berries, no strawberries, no blackberries. It killed everything.
Killed everything.
No walnuts this year.
No black walnuts.
And he gathered walnuts, was it last year, year before last, and sold, the bushel.
He sold enough walnuts to bring him to the state of Florida.
Isn't that so?
He and Mom got out there and helped him pick them, and they took them to market. Spencer, West Virginia, they have the Walnut Festival every year. That's in the Walnut Country. And they take him, and how do they weigh him? The hull 'em or before the hull 'em or?
It cost them a penny a pound to get them hulled.
Boy, that's better than stomping them out.
To get them hulled, you know. All right. Then they got the 8 cents a pound in the hull. Hulled. In other words, it cost them. They could sell them for 7 cents a pound. Just the way they picked them up off the ground.
Yeah, just hulled.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Daddy took three or four times all he could haul on his pickup truck.
Yeah.
They gathered.
And them green, all he could haul. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They weighed heavy, and they had plenty of walnuts, and they still didn't get them all up.
But now they didn't have any this year again.
But not the first walnut this year.
It just froze everything. I mean, it caught everything.
And butternuts was 35 cents a pound.
Well, I didn't know of one butternut tree over there in the first place, and I didn't know whether it had any nuts on it or not. I could take you to a hazelnut tree.
Yes.
I knew where that was, whether that one was.
Yeah.
But, and over home, there used to be one, and it's gone. The butternut tree.
Yeah.
They're scarce.
Yeah.
I guess I sold two horses last night, guy.
You gonna clear out, clean them out?
Which two?
Stud and Nancy.
Nancy? I told Leo if he'd take Nancy up home and put her with Stud, maybe get more out of both of them. More out of...
You know that little filly, she's a sweet thing, isn't she?
She is.
I want to get her working to work with her a little bit more.
She's pretty,
uh-huh.
And she's sweet.
And that little man grieves himself death. That horse lost 50 pounds in this past week.
You have something? He just can't stand to be away from the children.
He just can't stand to be away from the kids.
Yeah.
He can go back up there in that bare field where there ain't nothing to eat and thrive on as long as them kids is out there.
Yeah. Well, how about that now?
But he just can't, he just...
But
what
down here where there's plenty of grass, he just... Why, you can see he's lost weight.
Well...
He just wants them.
I stop and talk to him every afternoon.
Yeah.
About all. And they come up, they got so they wait for me down there.
Uh-huh.
And visit over the fence. The other horses have been across the fence.
Them big horses are...
But now, little man will... If they don't ride him every day, they can go talk to him.
Because them big horses, they don't cause no trouble, do they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the big horses visit over the fence there, and then they go up there and talk to Molly, you see, under those trees.
Yeah.
They've got Ride Smart Company, you see.
Yeah.
And there's some passing. Of course, nobody's working them. That's what they need.
Mm-hmm. But little man just grieves. Sound like there's 2 dozen out there. I know we don't have that many kids.
You think, Cookie, that one week hit you harder than any other. That first week when they found your cash box.
I just tore me up, Ralph. I just tore me up.
You don't... Now, you see, that's one of your friends did that.
Yeah, I've got him just about pinpointed.
Yeah.
Just about got him pinpointed.
Yeah. That's somebody that comes in and talks to you.
That's right.
Yes.
And he's a college student.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And all he had to do, you didn't have anything locked. But just reach down and...
He had to do it fast. It had to be a fast job.
Did it have to be fast?
Yeah.
Because the bottom desk drawer squeaks to start with. And it's hard to open.
Yeah.
And the cash register
makes noise.
It had to be when I was pounding that truck frame to get that grease fittings to take grease. He had it all planned.
Truck.
No.
It had to be time where you were making more noise than what he would make.
That's right.
Because had you not been making noise, you would have heard it.
I noticed it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because me and Clyde had checked it. Just normal procedure back there in the grease room, you can hear the cash register open. Normal procedure.
Well, that old desk drawer is stubborn.
So, Yesterday morning, things got so hot. So many people mingling. I didn't have no business. But there's a lot of foot traffic yesterday. By golly, I pulled one door. And the back door. You know, in the back stall, I never even opened it. I just had one door open yesterday morning. Because I was afraid. It'll take me a month to get over, another month to get over what I lost.
Well, you lost that tape player.
Yeah.
Was that the same week?
Same week.
That was $90.
Now, you'd already worked on a service of car.
$9.65 worth. I got that ticket, I never will throw it away.
And it cost you $90?
$91.
Well, that's twice that's happened.
You'd service the car and put it around there and lock it yourself?
Locked it up, and the key was inside. And they absolutely unlocked that car and got that tape deck out of it.
Well, they did it before, and
yeah.
It was locked.
They did it before.
That was a girl, she was real nice about it, but that was an expensive tape player that
yeah.
time.
She was real nice. And, but this fella, he wanted to get snotty with me, you know. Yes, sir. I had to go to the Fidelity shop, Dick Moss, and get one just like he had in there. Yes, sir. And the unit itself with no speakers cost me $91.
Well, it's just like they go through the parking lots, the hospitals.
They do.
And they go through the parking lots. They went through the parking lot at the shopping center. They're on Main Street.
They just open the door.
And they can get the doors open, and they took 15 or 20.
Oh, yeah.
And they go through the parking lots at the hospitals and do the same thing. That's why they have
one. Was that the week you got the pop bottle?
That was next week.
And the Cadillac?
That was the next week, wasn't it?
No, that was week before. Week before, I got the whiskey bottle and the Cadillac, and the next week, by gosh, they took me for my money and the tape player.
It wasn't no pop bottle. It was a Johnny Walker whiskey bottle. Because the label was on one of the pieces of glass. And the police held it up and said what it was.
Johnny.
He took his flashlight and read the name on it.
And then, on top of that, you had your good Ford pickup broke down.
Yeah. Cost me $90 to get the parts free.
Just the parts. What'd you do, just remodel it while you were in it?
Yeah. It's right now. Yeah, I put new rings, pistons, wrist pins, rod bearings, timing gears.
Well, you'd tear it down.
Now, you thought you just broken one piston?
I thought there was just one piston busted.
And you got in there?
There was five busted. Well, there was no use to let $6.78 leave a rattle in that engine. So I went ahead and put six pistons in it.
Yeah. Helen, I told you. That's the reason I didn't travel. If I get away from home, I get a garage bill that'll break me. Around here, you see,
uh-huh.
I've got more than one car, and I don't have to push it. You know, I never uh-huh. have to get in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else ought to help me out.
Mm-hmm.
But if I left home,
something go wrong.
And I would really get it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said, on top of all of this, we've had a girl on our cottage that stole a $200 check out of a lady's pocketbook on another cottage. Why in the world she's doing out there with a $200 check in her pocket means me to start with. Her husband had sold hogs or something. And that check has not come up, period. And boy, I'm telling you, it keeps us busy keeping doors locked.
Well, you see, I had a bunch of checks, but I can't remember. I can't remember who they were from, all of them.
And that was in the box.
And that was in my cash box.
And they took that too.
Yeah. Well, I got my money all in my pocket, but I ain't got it all in the same pocket.
I asked Smitty what trouble he had. He said he'd never been robbed, and nobody stole from him. Oh, it was, not enough to mention.
Well, he better this blame time, he better knock on wood.
Those people don't come across his place like they do yours. Half-dressed people.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't get quite as close to him, and there are not many of them.
Well,
that's off of the corner just a little ways. Just enough to get rid of that. Whereas down there, that's just a shortcut.
Yeah.
really. But I tell you, this, you know, this little station out on Waldo Road, I don't know the number of times they have robbed there.
K.O.?
K.O., yeah.
I don't know the number of times. I saw in the paper one time that a fellow drove in there and got a full tank of gas, and he wanted a package of cigarettes, and while the man went to get it, he drove off. Didn't he pay for his gas?
Now, little man's just in seventh heaven. All them kids are riding in there.
Yeah. Now, that's kind of hard to have.
Look at that.
You know, once you get a horse like that, because you can't afford to let him go.
But Nancy's too little for anything we got, anything to do.
Yeah.
And this, I'm going to take her to Lake George.
Oh.
I went to Lake George last night and sold her and that quarter horse I got at home.
Well, what is that little Tony doing all that?
Man. Sold him for $250 there.
Yeah. And you still got your trailer to haul in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take take Nancy home, Nancy and Fancy this evening. In the morning I'll go to take my trailer to work with me. And tomorrow night I'll take Little Man home. Because I got to take them two down there one night this week.
Oh, we don't have to. You don't have to take Fancy home, do you? But Little Man would be jealous of Nancy, and probably usually when you put the. Oh, it may not.
No, I'm thinking of the fuss, Alan. Take Nancy out. Well, Fancy's gonna raise the fuss.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that would be such an overbalancing trailer too. One big old horse and one little bitty.
Yeah, she'll just nick her and raise all kinds of.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah, but. Mhm. Yeah. Now we tried that down here, didn't we?
Yeah.
And put her over here with human age.
Yeah, and she just raised all kinds of sand.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, why did we put them back?
To try to listen to us?
No, I'm not going there. We thought there was a cure or something. Well, I don't know what it was. I don't recollect. But she got so she'd stay with human age.
She would.
I forget. But I remember we put her over there and
yeah.
She'd run around there and misbehave. Well, I think she halfway quieted down. We thought she was cured and put her back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, something happened, and then you know how it is. It's hard to move. It takes a while to move around here.
Well, Guy, you're just like me. And I'm just like you are. I put in a week at that station.
Yeah.
And you come down here, if you get a chance to sit down, why, and relax a little bit, well, that's...
I don't relax yet. I'm doing something outdoors or indoors all the time. It's almost a case of, well, no more than you are, of course. But it would be nice to. You know, you see, your children don't do anything. Nick and them come out here. They ain't worth a hoot. All they do is kill time, talk, do something that's useless. Why don't they do something? You see? Do something I have to do over again. See, Nick put that little, it was cute, it was all right. You see, he worked at that horse place when he was growing up. And they would catch the horses and tie them up all day, you see, waiting for customers. Well, he don't mind putting Molly or any of them out there. And he can sit in here and they'd be out there just stomping up the grass. Well, he put that in down yonder, that little pool right there by the fence. And I knew what had happened. If first time he put Molly there, she plowed up the sod. And you know what happened? All the bahia grass died, and the now the Bermuda grass has come in. And to save his life, he can't see that. And that's what happens. Everywhere he ties Molly up, she'll just, in 30 minutes, she'll just
kill the grass.
Dig up the grass.
And you took it down, didn't you?
When he left, I did.
Oh, I tell you.
That's all right, you know. That likes them. Have a good time. But they don't do any good.
Look at that. I'm about to Harriet Ann, Alice, and Frank. This over here now. Frank has hitched him a ride, too.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
That'd be hard to
believe, wasn't it? Hard to believe. Yeah. He said, how am I going to get off? Frank! That's even one of
his
good days. He's helping us.
Yeah, that's unusual.
That's unusual. Need a picture of that.
Well, so let me tell you, I had forgotten all about this. I never did this. Ms. Guthrie's over here the other day, and she said Saturday, I guess, they was going to the cemetery.
Get your cigarettes out.
And clean up the cemetery. And have a picnic. Go to the cemetery, have a picnic, and clean up the ground.
Uh-huh. We used to do that.
Yeah. Everybody come in and see visit.
Everybody get together and clean up. They all go together and clean up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's just the same as. Well, it's better than just going to church, out there at the church and having a picnic because they get something done.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like that old system. Now the colored folks on it more than the white folks. You see, they'd be working along at something. Oh, like selling peas, or picking peas, or beans. And they'd all be out there. See, that's field work. They're field hands. And when...
Take a truck and go fill a water barrel up. Water?
You don't need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's very simple. Like Miss Davis said, when they went home at night, they'd had all the visiting they needed. You see?
The visiting field.
Yes. Well, I learned that a long time ago, you see. You go out and do something.
Well, that's like back home in the hay.
Yeah, we used to have...
That's right.
Uh-huh.
We used to have corn shuckings. We used to get everybody gather up and go shuck somebody's field of corn out in the day's time.
Well, I worked in the hay. They always had a group in and worked in the hay, and wherever the hay field was is where we'd eat.
Yeah.
We'd cook wherever they were working.
Yeah. And if we was working up here at my house, everybody eat at my house.
Yeah.
If we was working down the road 4 or 5 miles to somebody else's house, everybody eat down there.
Yeah. And then maybe Mom would bring something in. And
no money involved.
Alberta brings food in, and we'd put it all together, and then we all serve.
No money involved at all.
No.
You didn't pay nobody for nothing. You went and worked for it.
Yeah. Just rock labor.
I've heard Daddy talk about bean stringings and
corn shellings and yeah.
And then if they worked hard enough, they'd have a taxi pulled afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like to say, you can't go home again. But we'll never have anything like that. Not with this money. Everything is money, you see. Everything is money. We'll never get back to that, but we won't have anything like it either, I don't think.
No.
No, you even, you know, if you mention having a something, you know, they used to buy, they say, well, what's that?
Yeah.
Just like Fordyce and Associates, real estate company up in Gainesville. I was talking to Harvey Benton about my wagon and horses.
Now they have some buckets there, them 5-gallon buckets, you know where they are.
Yeah. About hay rides, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now the news is gonna get around, guy, and you know what? You know what's gonna happen?
You're gonna have more hay rides eating hay rides.
I'm gonna have more hay rides than ride.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have more hay rides than I can ride, and I'm gonna make more money with them horses and that wagon out there. In a week, and I'm making a station in a month.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I say get out of it.
Yeah.
I won't work hard. But I've got to find some place
to
ride.
Yeah.
I've got to find some place to ride.
Oh, yeah, there's fine places. Now, you take over there where Miss Gussie lives. I hadn't been over there on that container land. But they got those fire lanes.
Yeah.
And just a little work on them. Just a little work on them. You could just go right through there, and it's a long way. You can go down to the lake.
Now, what they want, see, everybody I've talked to, they want a wiener roast.
Yeah.
That's something we haven't had in years either.
Yeah.
They want a wiener roast, see. They want to take, they don't know alcoholic beverages. They don't want that. They just want to double up in couples.
They get enough of that.
Double up in couples and ride the wagon out in the woods, have a weenie roast, and sit around a fire and talk and watch the horses and
sing
and just have a good time and then ride the horses back.
Yeah.
Well, if I can get $3 a couple for riding them out there, and Mr. Gentleman, I'm going to take it.
You might sing a song too, huh?
Yeah.
Now he didn't get the bucket. Karen Ann, tell him to get the bucket. Tell Frank to get the bucket.
He went down to look.
He going down to look, see how much he needs.
Come back up here to the window.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice. Oh, it would.
Tell Frank to fill the buckets to take down there.
And picnic and weenies, rainy roast. And you know, they got so many up there, they're 6 deep up there on the campus, and that's what they ought to do. They ought to come out. They ought to get out of there.
Yeah.
And it's like inbreeding.
Yeah.
That's all they ever see as they go home. They ought to get out.
You know,
and they all think they've got to go to Cypress Gardens.
Yeah, or
or some sightseeing place. That's all they know.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like the girl that was down here last Sunday. She said, now after she rode down to the store and back, she said, well, that's just out of the storybook.
Yeah.
She just couldn't believe it. She said, that's the way she said it. She said, that's just like a reading in the storybook.
She was from New York State.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, wasn't it? New Jersey now, or some.
Anyway.
But anyway, she was raised in Brooklyn, she said, till she was 18.
Yeah.
But there's so many that way that just don't know anything about.
But you take a couple like like you had down here last Sunday. That was the nicest couple I saw from the University of Florida.
One of
those nicest couples. They was well mannered. They were well behaved. And anything you do was interesting to them.
Yeah.
Well, they say all this hippie business is a minority anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
But boy, doesn't it make a heck of a mess? They're so loud, they seem like they're...
Oh, yes, you got some moderate chaps up there. There's moderate chaps. Mm-hmm. It's the circumstances in which you see them. And, you can just get the word around up there. Put your name on a little bit, calling card, and they can telephone you and arrange for it.
Well, now, Fordyce, I'm going to have to take their staff. And they're old men and old women selling real estate.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take them on a hayride.
Yes, and have a wiener roast.
That's right.
I know one time we mentioned having an old-fashioned box supper. Or pie social.
Yeah.
Why, you never could get them settled down long enough to have such a thing.
But now, you know that's... It's
a lot of fun if you're raising money for a worthy cause or something, you know. A little bit of money, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you could do that. You could have little tricks,
Say, well, say for instance, I took 10 couples. That's $30. On Friday and Saturday nights. That's $60 a week. Well, what does it cost me? I've got no overhead.
Just a good time.
Just a good time. And it's possible that Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday during the week I could pick
up. Well, wasn't that what Faye said? Some of the students would like to come out during the week, but it's just so unhandy for
transportation. Well, I've got the pickup.
It's unhandy.
And the topper, I could arrange to meet them at a certain point in Gainesville, pick them up and take them out and take them back. That way parking would be no problem. There'd be no parking problem.
No parking problem. You never know until you try what it'll work. And you don't always know then, you know. You just different ways of going about it.
In the Lake George Church of the Nazarene, this fellow I talked to last night, he's goes to the church of the Nazarene Church. And I was telling him about it.
Yeah.
I may have to load my horses and wagon and go down to Lake George, Church of Nazarene, and get my hayride.
That must be a different Church of Nazarene than I knew then.
Yeah.
Well, they sure didn't go in for such things.
This is for the little children.
Oh, well, I know, but they never did have anything much for children back home.
No.
Not Church of Nazarene.
Well, it's just a different thing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you anymore, though, the churches are seeking for something.
Yes. Yeah.
For entertainment for children, that is clean, a clean entertainment.
The pressure's coming. It's there.
Yeah.
They're branching out and trying anything.
I may have to go to Perry. I may have to load them and go to Perry, but I'm gonna have $100 bill if I go to Perry.
Now, we went up there that Sunday, but they had on Saturday night a ball game, and
if I go very far, it's gonna cost them some money for my horses to ride them.
You know, that ought to, yes. That does have possibilities. It sure does. Yes.
Well, all churches and all denominations, I find now, they're just trying everything.
Yeah.
Entertainment for children, and trying to keep them in Sunday school and church,
yeah,
and keep,
yeah,
them interested.
Get them to go. Yeah.
Well, now, I won't put the pressure on tomorrow. Now, Clyde, he's shunning me. He don't want to talk about it.
Well, I've got to be over there tomorrow.
He can't finish running that by himself again, huh? How long do you have that by himself before you got in with him?
Let's see.
Good while, wasn't it?
No, he took over the 1st of November. November, December, January, February. 4 months.
Before you went in?
Mm-hmm.
After a while.
See, I took over the 2nd of February.
Yeah.
Well, he can find me.
And I've been there ever since.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah, it's going on 2 years,
ain't
it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Just one year.
Just
one year.
Oh, it's been such a long year,
hasn't
it?
Hasn't it?
Seems like it's been 5 years. Yeah. That's right. It does for a fact.
It just seems like it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think money's that important.
But you know, I did make some money that one time.
That,
right?
You just wear yourself,
yeah,
to a frazzle,
yeah,
to get it.
Yeah.
But the time has come that the little man ain't gonna make no money. Everybody is afraid of the little man. And believe it or not, but last Wednesday, the mechanics at Brazing and Cadillac Oldsmobile was a sitting on the bench. They wasn't doing nothing. Alan Ponce told me at about a quarter of five Wednesday evening, he said, I've turned $12 all day. And half of that was all he got.
Well, now, the day Faye took that thing in to have the rear end put in, they wasn't doing nothing.
That's right.
I don't know what day that was. Could have been the same day. Yeah. What in the world, Cookie?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just don't know.
Faye?
Yeah?
Come in here and look who's here.
He fired three mechanics Friday evening and his cleanup man. Johnny Bradington did.
Yeah.
On the spot. Fired him.
Yeah.
Because if they don't make average a $1.60 an hour, he's got to pay them $1.60 an hour.
Yeah.
Sure has. How's it like wintertime?
Yeah.
How's it like wintertime?
Here you are. Sit down here a minute.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you.
Did you
listen to that alarm. That's alarming what Cookie was just telling me. Let me see if I got my coffee again.
Didn't you
have
a
No.
What you been telling?
Last Wednesday, Brazing.